Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Espresso. Today we are talking about aligning your marketing tasks with your agency archetype. And last time on the podcast, if you haven't listened to that, it's probably worth listening to that one first. We identify four agency archetypes: scrappy, traditional, collaborator, and lone wolf. Understanding your archetype is the first step. Now let's talk about customizing your marketing efforts to suit your archetype's strength and preferences. Are you ready? Okay, let's brew up some insights. You're listening to Espresso, a podcast series from Caffeine that delves into how we grow our creative agencies. I'm Charlotte Ellis-Maldery, a new business and marketing consultant with over 18 years of experience with leading London agencies. Before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a system for generating consistent leads? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, and you should. I want to talk to you about how you're managing it. I found that setting your agency up with tools for automation can accelerate leads into your business and save you time. That's how I help my clients. You can find out how I can help your agency drive new business and save time by going to caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. I'll have more info in the show notes. Okay, now for today's episode. So before we get stuck in to how to deal with your archetype, I just want to do a quick recap of the four archetypes that we talked about in the last episode. And like I said, if you haven't already listened to it, really recommend listening to that episode first. So the first one was scrappy, known for their resourcefulness and agility. Scrappy agencies excel in thinking outside the box, embracing risks, and leveraging their multifaceted skills to overcome challenges with innovative solutions. They have what is often called the entrepreneurial spirit. They work well under pressure and deadlines and value freedom above traditional ideas of job security. Traditional. These agencies are pillars of stability and experience, relying on established methods, deep market knowledge, and a structured environment to deliver consistent, high-quality work to their clients. They prefer a hierarchical structure with defined roles and departments. They are looking to scale and grow their revenue and team on a continuous basis. They usually have a lot more overhead than any other kind of agency archetype. The next one is the collaborator. Collaborators thrive on partnership and teamwork, both within their agency and in their approach to client relationships. They favor a democratic, inclusive approach to project management and decision making. They don't get too focused on competing or scaling in the traditional way. They want to build with people and are willing to do that in a less conventional way. The lone wolf is our final archetype. Typically operating as solopreneurs or small teams, lone wolves value their autonomy, flexibility, and the freedom to pursue projects that align closely with their personal vision and passions. They can be scrappy, but they don't enjoy the constant hustle or uncertainty that comes with it. They want more consistency in their projects and lead acquisition so they can focus on doing the creative work that they love. They don't want to feel constrained by a lot of overhead or red tape. So now let's explore the marketing strategies that are best suited to each archetype. So when we think about the scrappy archetype, there are two ways of working that I think you should really consider if you really identified with that scrappy description. So think sprint. So instead of pouring your very limited time and or resources into immeasurable marketing tasks, such as networking randomly or heavily focusing on awards or waiting for referrals, focus on a marketing strategy and give yourself clear deadlines for each stage of that task. In Lead Flow Sprint, our short, time-bound consulting program for agencies, we focus on a lead generation funnel using LinkedIn and email marketing. Each part of that process has a very clear phase, and the goal is getting it done within the short period of time that we have. I've seen that happen in as little as 6 weeks. Defined steps and deadlines can help channel all that scrappy energy for good and get a lot done in a shorter period of time. And it's so much more effective to focus that energy on tasks that lead to measurable results, such as new leads. Automation is your best friend. And yes, you have more energy and endurance than most, but sometimes that can mean that energy gets a little scattered until you feel burnt out. I definitely identify with that. It can have an impact on your love of the business and even impact your creativity. You can keep your creative fire burning strong by offloading as much as you can with automation. You don't need a ton of resources or a large team. If you want to use that sprint energy to set up the automation, it can continue working for you from there. When we hear the word automation, you know, something really interesting happened last year back in 2023, when ChatGPT kind of became, I think it was around like March or May time, it was suddenly in the news the whole time and you couldn't avoid it. Before that, people had previously reacted very, very negatively to anything around the concept of automation or AI. And then all of a sudden, after the ChatGPT shift, people are more open to the concept of getting support with different areas of your business. So when I talk about automation, I use automation in so many different parts of my business and have done for a really long time. It's not a recent thing. For those of you who don't know my background, after spending a long time in-house at agency, and I had a brief period at tech startups where there is a massive, two of the things that are the most different about agency and tech startup are the willingness to fail fast and not get it perfect and get support from technology where it's available. So when I talk about automation for the benefit of caffeine listeners, it tends to be focused on marketing a new business because that's what I help people with. But I just want to be clear, like there are so many other automation tools you can use within your company. And a while back, we had another podcast episode about, I think it was 6 automation tools that you should be using, and they were not all around marketing a new business. So worth checking back to that episode if you're looking for more inspiration around it. I think also just to kind of reiterate on this point, you know, I really identify with the scrappy archetype. There have been times in my life where I felt bad about that. I now realize it's my superpower, and I'm working really hard to harness that in the best ways possible. But something that is really worth thinking about is automation can sometimes feel, when we hear it, it can feel impersonal. It can feel spammy. It can feel cold. And it doesn't have to be those things at all. In fact, what I encourage you to think about is perfect your manual process and then automate it. And then it's basically just you working as many hours of the day that Beyonce seems to have. You know, it's like a little you working on your behalf. So what I mean by this is, for example, we help our clients to set up automation in LinkedIn to allow them to reach out to more of their perfect prospects. And they are understandably quite nervous about doing that when we first start working together, because these are the people they really want to work with. They want to make a good first impression. And the way we resolve that is by saying, well, what would be the best first impression that you can make? And let's then automate that. So we are not talking about, just because you are getting support from technology doesn't mean that it has to sound spammy. It can sound like you, but at scale. And so I just want to really underline that, the point of difference between what most people think about automation and how it's really used and in the way that we set it up at Caffeine. So the next archetype was traditional, and some action points on this and ways of working. So you need to think long-term and refinement. The key lies in refining and focusing on a clear, proven approach. So leverage your resources to get it set up and running and tested on a continuous basis. Because of your rich experience and portfolio, you already have a lot of assets that you can leverage. The key lies in how you position them and automate that process to continuously get in front of new business. I can't tell you how many agencies have a powerful archive of assets that end up falling through the cracks. turn those assets into resources that position you as an expert, and then follow that up with the strategic relationship building and reach out on platforms like LinkedIn. This is my particular specialty and something I help larger agencies achieve through private consulting as well as in the lead flow sprint process. And just to reiterate on this point as well, I had a conversation this week with one of my best friends. We've known each other since junior school. She is very senior at a big management consultancy firm. She is responsible for business development. She's also thinking about her personal network and her personal brand. And I'm literally like losing it over here, pulling my hair out, because at her company, she sat on such a treasure trove of incredible assets, incredible resources that a lot of energy, time, effort, money has been put into to create these, not by her, by the marketing team, biz dev team, like other areas of the business strategy team. But they have huge appeal and huge value to the people that she needs to connect and wants to connect with, but they're not being leveraged. These things are being created and then just left on a server somewhere, and no one's doing anything with them to help them fulfill their original role, which was for marketing a new business. So yes, you are not one of the big four management consultancies, most likely, if you're listening to this, but I do challenge you to go back and look at the server, because the majority of agencies, even the tiny ones, even the one person, like the one man and his Mac situations, the server is filled with stuff. Like whether it's even the concept stage that you did for a client where you may have done a lot of research into their industry, you may have uncovered insights that you know will have value to other people in the sector, and obviously that you're able to share from an IP perspective and an NDA perspective. It may be you've done a pitch process and you've got something similar and you are able to share that because the IP belongs to you, because you weren't paid for that process. Have you done a talk before at a large event, either to clients or to an audience of people who you hope will become clients? Have you written a thought leadership piece that could be expanded out into further action points? Perhaps it's gone into one of your clients' industry trade publications, or the marketing press, or something similar. Have you been on somebody else's podcast and you've got a lot of action points that you can take away from that conversation that could be reformatted into a checklist or a bullet-pointed list that people can go away and cross-reference to see what they're already doing, what they might want to get support with potentially from you? And you may think, no, I don't have that, don't have that, don't have that, Charlotte. But what you do have in your head is an incredible knowledge of your client's industries. And what I would recommend doing is even just sitting down with a colleague and hitting record on Zoom, so you have a transcript of the conversation that you're having that you can use as the first draft for something. You know, just talking out loud has this incredible way of loosening up the thoughts we have around particular insights and knowledge we have around a particular topic that can then lead to something really solid that will have value to those people who operate in that sector. So I kind of went off on one then, but this is what I love doing, is helping people uncover that resource within their business, or helping them to build one if they really, really don't have one. And using that, leveraging it so that it allows you to grow your business and grow your visibility, grow your revenue. So another action point for the traditional agency is you need to empower your team by delegating the responsibility of maximizing your marketing assets through automation. I've seen agency owners enroll in Leaflow Sprint with the intention of assigning a junior marketing, a junior team member to spearhead the initiative, or even utilizing it as a comprehensive marketing training program. And frequently I get HR people come to me and say, we're hiring a new person in the new business or marketing role, but we don't have anybody to train them. We can't afford to get somebody more senior. Can we use your resources to help train them? And they work so well that way. So this strategy ensures that the entire team is aligned and well-versed in the same methodologies. And you know, even if you used Caffeine resources and considered them standard operating procedures, SOPs, playbooks, whatever you want to call them, for how you implement this within a company, it can be incredibly useful just to have everybody on the same page and doing one thing and then be able to iterate from that. So strongly consider thinking about how that might work within your business. I should say as well, just reiterating what I said earlier, automation doesn't mean sacrificing the quality and personal touch that traditional agencies are known for. Instead, it's about leveraging technology to streamline repetitive tasks, allowing you more time to focus on delivering the exceptional service your clients expect. Implementing automation in a way that complements your established methods, such as automating initial client outreach or follow-ups. This not only increases your efficiency, but it also ensures that your high standards are maintained across all prospect interactions. This is such a huge aspect. You know, for some people, automation is a way of ensuring quality control and reducing the impact of human error. So think about it that way. If you're worried about consistency or mistakes, this is another really strong reason to think about using automation. So by using automation wisely, you uphold your agency's reputation for excellence whilst freeing up resources to concentrate on strategic growth and client satisfaction. The third archetype we talk about is the collaborator. So focus on partnerships. For collaborator agencies, collaborator agencies, your strength lies in building and nurturing relationships. Your approach is inherently about connecting with others, whether it's with clients, partners, or within your team. This can mean leveraging your network to maximize the impact of your lead generation funnel, which includes tactics like LinkedIn and email marketing. In your messaging, write as though you're talking with people rather than at them. That is such a huge shift. I can't tell you how understanding that and implementing it in your marketing literature, in your new business activity, is like the single biggest thing that you could do to shift the impact and the way that your messaging lands. Really something to think about. Something we focus on a lot in Leadflow Sprint, I should say. So you should enhance both team efficiency and client satisfaction by refining and systematizing your efforts. In environments where collaboration is key, roles and responsibilities can sometimes become muddled, leading to a disjointed marketing approach. And relying solely on individual networks or contact lists for client acquisition can also be precarious, as referrals are not always guaranteed or a sustainable source of new business. To establish a more reliable marketing strategy, it's really crucial to develop a streamlined lead generation process that's just running in the background consistently. This not only provides that consistency, but also alleviates the pressure on your team, ensuring a smoother operation overall. And I think the really crucial point about that is often people come to us and they're worried about cash flow. And I'll say, you know, the way we work with clients, the biggest thing that we set up for, help most clients set up, is a medium to long-term strategy. It's not a short-term one. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but you should set it up and know that it's running in the background to stop this being a problem in the long term. However, in the short term, you will need to leverage those existing relationships, organically grow current clients or elicit referrals. Check back in with people that you've worked with previously, lapsed clients, see where people have moved on to. These are all your tactics if you need short-term cash flow. But in terms of the medium to long-term, if you plan to exist in the medium to long-term, doesn't mean you shouldn't have this stuff set up in the background, just ticking away for you so that your pipeline is constantly being fed into. Share your collaborative approach in marketing. I think it's really important that you make your leads feel heard and seen in your copy. You really need to focus on their concerns. Don't overly focus on accolades and proving yourself. How would you build a friendship? That's not the best way to build up a relationship with potential leads. It's one of the biggest tasks that we do and one of the most frequently avoided tasks that I see clients try and get out of is customer listening. Automation isn't just about efficiency. For collaborator agencies, it's a tool to enhance the quality of interactions. So by automating certain aspects of your marketing and communication processes, you free up time to focus on what truly matters, building relationships. If you use automation to handle routine tasks such as scheduling meetings, sending out regular communications, or managing your lead nurturing campaigns, this allows you to maintain consistent touch points without sacrificing the personal attention that sets your agency apart. And the fourth archetype is the lone wolf. So for lone wolf agencies, the emphasis is on self-reliance and ability to execute marketing strategies single-handedly. Many lone wolves who rely on their existing network of previous clients and referrals, but it can be nerve-wracking in certain months where things get quiet. You just don't know what's going to be down the road. Consistency is something you crave and something that comes from lead generation plan that doesn't have you crossing your fingers and hoping a referral will come through. Some lone wolves shy away from a lot of marketing because they're afraid of being judged by their size or their portfolio not matching the larger agencies. But your independence can be one of your most marketable assets. You have the ability to be flexible and really customize your projects for your clients. That being said, you really set yourself apart when you embrace your niche. A lot of creatives resist niching because they're afraid they're going to drive away clients or feel constricted in the kinds of projects that they can take on. Instead, what really happens is you get to position yourself as a specialist, which is more attractive to potential clients who would choose you over a larger agency. You set yourself up for more potential clients. And just an example of this in my business, and I've said this before, but I actively reach out to leaders of design agencies. I would say that around 40% of my revenue comes from decision makers who are leaders of design agencies. The final point is you can use a high-value resource, otherwise known as a lead magnet, to get on the radar of potential new clients and leave a real impression. And from there, you continue to stay in touch through an email sequence. We show you exactly how to create that. In fact, we help you through it in Lead Flow Sprint. This is a brief overview. In the next episode, I'm going to focus in more detail on what it means to automate as one of these archetypes and what to watch out for, speaking to the main concerns I see come up when I work with different agencies. Hey, quick question before you go. Do you want to move new business from the bottom of the to-do list to the done list? I know most design agency founders wear multiple hats and juggle a billion different tasks. You know you want to confidently market your services and get new business, but you don't want it at the cost of burning your yearly budget or feeling sleazy while selling your services. So how can you ensure you not only find the perfect prospects, but also close them confidently without spending every second on marketing or pouring money away down the drain? Most importantly, can you get it done without morphing into a pushy salesperson? That's what we help with at Caffeine. You can book a strategy call with me at caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. And hit the book a call link or just head to the show notes and you'll see a link there. And if you like this episode, please share, review or like it or all three. It really helps me to produce more free content for this podcast. And I just really appreciate it too. Until the next episode, wishing you a busy new business pipeline. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.